Today I will be talking about friendship. What is a friend? Well, the American Heritage Dictionary definition is a person whom one knows, likes, trusts, and a person with whom one is allied with in a struggle or cause. So, a comrade. Well, what does the Bible tell us about friends? God tells us exactly what kind of friends we need to have and what kinds not to have. Like bad company. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 33 says, "Do not be misled. Bad company corrupts good character. Another is fools." Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verses 12 says, "Words from the mouth of the wise are gracious, but fools are consumed by their own lips." So God does give expectations for what kind of friends we choose, and God explains to us how choosing the wrong friends can lead us down the wrong path. So let's break this down. So how are we to choose the right friends, and how do we know which friends are the right ones to choose? Well, first we must understand who our number one friend is. That's Jesus. Jesus is your friend and should be your absolute best friend. Why? Well, turn to Hebrews chapter 13, verses 5. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5. It reads, "For he himself had said, 'Never will I leave you, never will I forsake you.'" Jesus isn't our only best friend, but he's an example of what our best friend should be. John 15, verse 5 says, "I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing." John 14, verse 6 says, "Jesus answered, 'I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.'" So Jesus saved us, and he showed us the way to his kingdom. So Acts chapter 4, verse 12 says, "Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven to men by which we must be saved." Jesus saves us from corruption. He is a friend, but not just a normal friend that we know at our job or something. He's a friend that will give us salvation. So turn to Matthew chapter 28, verses 20. Matthew chapter 28, verses 20. It reads, "Surely I am with you always, to the very end of age." So as we can see in the Bible, there is no other friend quite like Jesus. For even though we have never seen him in the flesh, his actions alone puts him above everything and everyone else. So now that we know who our number one best friend should be, who else should we keep close to us in our lives? Well, who we choose to surround ourselves with, it impacts our goals and impacts everything that we do. Do we want friends with ungodly goals, or friends who keep Jesus close to them like we do? Of course, we want the friends who keep Jesus close to them, right? So, because once we start keeping friends that have bad intentions and bad goals around us, our intentions, they slowly start to shift and they change. Because who we surround ourselves with really shows who we are, and it changes how we act. So God tells us to keep good company and people with righteous goals. Because if we are around people with Jesus in their life, your intentions and goals, they will be strengthened around the gospel. So where do we find these good Christian people that we are to be friends with? Right here in the church, our brothers and sisters in this building. Turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 10. First Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10. It says, I appeal to you, brothers and sisters, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you agree with one another in what you say, and that there be no division among you, but that you're perfectly united in mind and in thought. Friends throughout life will come and go, but your church family will always be there. They will always be your family through Christ, no matter what. For the church family has common belief, common faith, good influence, and good advice. Now, who are the kinds of people not to be around? Who does God instruct us not to surround ourselves with? Well, in Proverbs chapter 13, verses 20, it says, "Walk with the wise and become the wise. For a companion of fools suffers harm." Proverbs 22, verses 24, says, Do not make friends with a hot-tempered person. Do not associate with one. Do not associate with one easily angered. So we are to avoid the quick-tempered and the unwise. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 33 says, "Do not be misled. Bad company corrupts good character." 2 Timothy 2, verses 22 says, "Flee the evil desires of youth and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace. Align with those who call on the Lord out of pure heart." So we are to be picky and we are to be discerning. But we can't mix it up with judgment. We cannot be judgmental. For God says, "Love the sinner, but not the sin." Turn with me to 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 8. First Peter chapter 4, verse 8. And it says, "And above all things, have fervent love for one another, for love will cover a multitude of things." So, we covered who to and who not to choose as friends. But what if we look inward at ourselves? What kind of friends does God instruct us to be to other people? What type of friend are you, really? Are you an encourager or a discourager? Have you ever thought about how easy it is to tell people, "Oh, you're doing this wrong, you're not doing this right, you look funny today," or something like that? It's very easy. It's much easier to bring people down than to bring them up. But instead of discouraging, how about we encourage? What does the Bible say? It says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 11, "Encourage one another and build each other up." Luke chapter 6, verses 31 says, "Do to others as you would have them do to you." So outside of Christ, it will be very challenging for you to always act kind and follow these things that the Bible tells us to do. But that's outside of Christ. And outside of Christ, it is also tempting to act in a way that goes against God's word in order to win friends and to be accepted by others. But inside the light of Christ, you will find healthy and godly people. You will find friendship where you will not feel tempted to act in sin like outside of Christ. So even if that means that you're not going to have as many friends, you know, you're going to be outside of the friend circle sometimes. You won't be the most popular person ever, but you're not missing anything. Turn with me to Mark chapter 8, verses 36 through 38. Mark chapter 8, verses 36 through 38. It says, "For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world, but he loses his own soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? For whoever is ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation. Of him the Son of Man also will be ashamed when he comes in the glory of his Father with the holy angels." So the choice is yours. No question about it, friendships are an important part of your life. They are tools God uses to encourage, teach us, and to mature us. But there are generally three kinds of people. Three kinds of people in your life. There are those who pull you along, there are those who will pull you up, and there are those who will pull you down. Be sure your friends are those who pull you up and along with them. And remember to be the kind of friend who pulls others up and along, like Jesus instructs. Thank you.